Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's the end of the year, and we know it. The NeuroNerds Year in Review, trying to end this wild 2021 year on a high note. Boom, intro done. Let's go. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the NeuroNerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Very weird, special, weird episode today. It's just me, just yours truly, Joe Solo Rocks episode. This is the final Neuro Nerds episode of the year, which is just wild. Hey guys, we made it. We did it. We've gotten through another year, another crazy, wild, once in a lifetime worldwide pandemic year. We've done it. So bravo. Let's get an applause going there, because this is a big deal. It's a big deal that we've made it this far, and it's a big deal that we've made it this far with our sanity, you know, and my sanity is holding on by a thread. But So I'm trying to change the energy. It's been a wild year. Yes. Everybody knows it's been pretty crazy. Every new year is a new beginning. It's a brand new start to be the best version of ourselves, right? Like, to all acquaintance be forgot. Wait, is that how it goes?
Fact check. That line from the song Auld Lang Syne is actually, should old acquaintance be forgot.
So at the end of the year, we can say, all right, the year's done. Let's start anew. You know, you have New Year's resolutions, and it's just, you're starting fresh. So that's what I think we all should do. I think we should all look back at how far we've come in the past 2 years and really take a step back and think, wow, it has been intense. It has been difficult. It's been wild for everyone, let alone us in the brain injury community. It has been very intense for us. So you have all these normies out here who are like, wow, man, it's so difficult. It's like, yeah, it is. Now imagine dealing with this stuff with a brain injury. Yeah, that's what we do every single day. So pat yourself on the back. I am very thankful and appreciative of you. I'm very proud of each and every one of you for getting this far, as difficult as it's been. But it hasn't all been crazy. It hasn't. There's been some amazing things. So here's the Neuro Nerds year in review from my perspective, because I'm the one talking. So it's been crazy. Yes. Was it as bad as 2020? No. It hasn't been as bad. It's been weird, but it hasn't been as bad. There's been a lot of really great things to happen this year. I'm just going to speak, like, I hope everybody takes this time to reflect and think about, like, where you were, where you are, where you're going, okay? And maybe your trajectory isn't exactly where you want it to be right now, but you know what? We're closing out this year. Let's shift that energy. Let's shift that trajectory. If it's not going up, it's going down. Cool. Let's try to even it out, and then let's try to make it go up. Okay, so let's do that. But like, let's look back at where we were and then where we are. And then finally, where we're going. So where were we? We were trapped. We were all trapped in our houses. We weren't really allowed to go anywhere with the fear of, what's the nicest way to put this? Death. Oh my gosh, it was so scary in 2020, where it's just like, well, you know, this is crazy. So where have we come? We've come far enough to where when I come home from the grocery store, I don't wipe down all of my groceries with disinfectants, because that's where I was in 2020. Hey, growth. That's some growth right there. On top of the fact that I've actually interacted with human beings, you know, I gotta tell you, that's overrated. There's too many people. It's exhausting. I've peopled more in the last couple of months than I have in the last, like, I think 2 years. It's so tiring. It's so tiring. I did have a reset, because I kind of hit a bit of a depressive patch over the past couple of weeks, where I was just like, I think I was just, everything caught up to me finally, you know. My inner Catholic came out, and the Catholic guilt just weighed on me. Survivor's guilt kicked in, imposter syndrome kicked in, natural anxiety and depression kicked in. And so Felice and I, if you guys don't know who Felice is, my much better half, Felice and I and my and our dog, we went to Joshua Tree. We went out to the desert to kind of reset, just go away for a few days, be at one with nature and nobody else. So we went to this really beautiful Airbnb over there and just did nothing. I know it sounds, well, what do you mean did nothing? We did nothing. We listened to music. We walked. We cooked. We walked some more. We sat. We listened to more music. The soundtrack of the few days we were there was Bonnie Raitt. Lighthouse, I think that was the album.
Fact check. The Bonnie Raitt album that Joe is referring to is actually called Streetlights.
Oh, it was magical. It was magical. It was so good. So I'm feeling much better. I'm feeling a little bit more energized. I'm feeling a little bit more myself, which is really good. I'm feeling a little bit more optimistic and hopeful for the future. I think we all should. I think we should all feel much more optimistic and hopeful for the future, because look, we're here. we did it despite everything that's going on in the world. There's a lot of craziness going on. And sadly, with this pandemic that's gone on, this, once again, I say it frequently, I mean it, this once in a lifetime worldwide pandemic, I sadly know people, mostly survivors, in 24. In 24 different countries, it might be more than that now, but at last count, I know survivors in 24 different countries who have lost friends or family to COVID. So that's a difficult thing to hear. That's a difficult thing to know for a fact that, oh, wow, your best friend. Oh, wow, your mother. Oh, wow, your sister. Wow, your cousin, your coworker. It's really difficult to hear this every other day. You know, and even survivors down here in the States, Katora, friend of the show, she did an episode, Amplify Black Voices, of the Neuro Nerds back in the day. She's lost, at last count, and it's horrible that it's still counting, at last count, she lost 4 members of her family, her immediate family, to COVID, which is shocking. It's sad. It's heavy. All of this has been really, really heavy. All of this has been really, really, really dark. It's been really difficult. You know, all of it's wild times in the world, you know? I say this not to bring everybody down. I say this so we can look back and say, wow, with all of this craziness going on in the world, with all of this sadness, with all of this death that's happening in the world, we're still here. We made it. We made it past brain injury. We made it past worldwide once in a lifetime pandemic. Like we made it, we did it. We've gotten this far, you know, and we should be proud of that. I sincerely hope that we don't just fixate on all of this negativity, because it's really easy to do that. I think I did that. And that's why I started to really fall into that depression and that anxiety of, is this ever going to end? You know? That just, and then I started to spiral, you know? I was miserable. I wasn't happy. Am I really doing as well as I think I'm doing? Imposter syndrome. Great. Yay. All of the happy, fun, awful thoughts. So getting away and resetting, it really helped me. It helped me. And I think we should all do, if we can't all get away, at least a little mental getaway, you know? So I think meditation is really, really important. Take a step back, slow your thoughts, slow your breathing, slow your thinking, and kind of focus on where you want to go in life. Not where you've been, not where you are, but where do we want to go, guys? Like, where do we want to be? I don't want to be in this state. I don't want to be in this anxious, depressive state. I don't think anybody does. It's just really easy to get stuck here. Growing up the way that I did, this was just normal. It was normal to feel anxious. It was normal to feel depressed. And it was normal to feel like things just don't work out. So it's comforting to feel this. I don't want to feel that. I've grown past that, you know? So that reset gave me, I think it gave me a new perspective of things. Like, hey, think this, it's not that bad. These are just moments in time. And again, I say these things frequently. It's really difficult to live them though. And I don't want to be the teacher. I don't want to be those who can't do teach. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the, hey, I do it. I do it. So you can do it too. You know, like I really want to practice what I preach. And I did. I meditated a lot. I focused. I tried not to get stuck in my feelings, even though I felt every single one. And I think I'm better for it. I really do. And I'm excited for the future. I am. So I started to think back. I started to think back at 2020, which was a very difficult year for everybody, you know? And then 2021 started out with, there was a lot of hope. We've got a vaccine. Things are going to be, doing quote fingers, normal again. And then it's like, well, there's a lot of pushback and there's a lot of false advertising. I guess that's a nice way to put it. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of false narratives. There's a lot of unfortunate information, disinformation being put out there. So we're just kind of, I don't want to say we're in a worse place, but in some ways we're kind of in a worse place. There's a lot of willful ignorance out there, and it's really hard to dismiss. It's really hard to like move forward when there's like this really loud negativity dragging you down, you know? But I took a step back and I really focused in on, okay, well, what good came out of 2021? A lot of good, I think. A lot. I think I'm more appreciative of the things that I have. I am. I'm more appreciative of the people that are in my life. I kind of streamlines my friendships and my family ships. I say this in the crudest way. Like I know it's a little crude, but it's fitting because it's honest. I'm moving forward. I kind of only fuck with people who fuck with me. And I know it sounds very crude, but what I mean is if you're a good person and you're on my team and you care about me, I want you to be on my team and I want to care about you. Like, cause I care about everybody. I do. Like I sincerely do. There's some people who make it very difficult to care about them. I still do. I still care about those people just from a distance. You know, they're not evolved enough to be with me right now. They're still going through their caterpillar phase, and that's okay. That's okay. So those people I have to let grow, and that's what I'm doing. And that's what, so my focus is, I want to be with the butterflies, the evolved beings. I want to be with only butterflies moving forward. And any caterpillar that wants to come up here and fly and soar through the sky with us, I am 100% on board with you guys too. Like I really am. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be super positive. You don't have to be always in a great mood. You just have to want to be, if that makes any sense. There are some people, specifically after brain injury, you're just mad. You're just upset. You're just angry. You want the old version of yourself. You want what you used to be able to do. You just want that. The reality is that old version of yourself is gone. And I've said this before. I don't mean to be a bummer. I don't mean to be a downer. That's just the reality. So what are we going to do with that? You can, but I want it. Cool. You're not getting it though, because it's not there. Now, work towards this new version of yourself, you know, be happy with the things that you do have. Focus on the, like, you know, the journey of growth, be happy with the fact that you're here and alive and breathing and as functional as you are.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Motus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at motusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Motus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Motus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit motusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
So I've shifted the people that I surround myself with. You know, I've really focused in on my people. And I try to really focus on this year, like in my looking back at 2021, what am I happy about? You know, what am I thankful for? I'm very thankful for my significant other. I would not be here without her every single day. And I really mean this. At some point in every single day, I really think, how amazing is it? How thankful am I that she's still here? That she didn't just leave. She could just left me in the hospital. I say this all the time. After a brain injury, we're never broken. Battered and bruised, but never broken. I was a shattered version of myself in the hospital. She stuck around. She stuck around and helped me put the pieces together. And I am forever grateful and forever thankful for that. So I'm that alone. I'm just like, yes, I'm on board. Like, let's go. I'm here. I'm excited. I'm happy. It's crazy, but I have that. On top of that, I have my dog. I have my beautiful neuro mutt, Stella, who is just everything to me. She is she's such a good girl. She's better trained than I am. She has helped me with my PTSD freakouts. She's helped keep me night terror free for going on 2 years now. I'm just blown away with how amazing my dog is. Like I really am. More things I'm thankful for. My tiny, beautiful ass kicking co-host. I was able to record several episodes with her in person, which I wasn't able to do in 2020. In 2020? Most of 2020? Since the pandemic, I wasn't able to do. So those are beautiful things. Those are things I am very thankful for. The fact that Lauren and I can talk to you guys and you guys want to hear what we have to say, that you guys are listening at all. I'm very thankful for every single one of you guys. How cool is it that I get to be my idiot self and talk about my recovery journey, everything nerd, and you guys are like, yeah, I fuck with that. I like that. That's I love that. I'm very thankful for each and every one of you guys, and it's what keeps me going. It's what literally it gets me out of bed more often than not. You know, some days I'm like, I don't think I want to do this anymore, but I'm like, you know, there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. There's somebody out there that needs to know that it's going to be okay, that it can be done. So that's why Lauren and I continue to do this. We continue to focus on the positive side of recovery. You know, we joke, you know, we don't talk about the positive side of brain injury enough, but it's not always gloom and doom. You know, there's some good things to come out of this. And, you know, the community has been the most amazing thing to come out of this for me. So I'm very thankful for each and every one of you guys. And in 2020, this community has gotten even larger, you know, where the listenership has gone up, and I'm very thankful for. We're in over 41, 42 countries now. We're creeping in on like 42,000 downloads, which is just mind blowing. It's like really, really cool. Like it's very humbling. And I'm so thankful for that. Other great things to happen this year. I got to meet a few survivors in person for the first time. Now, I've met several survivors over the course of the years. There has been a few this year that have really changed everything for me. First and foremost, I got to meet my Mimi, my sweet, beautiful, dear Mimi Hayes in person. Mimi has become not just one of my closest friends. She's become absolute family, and I would not be here today without that tiny, hilarious, beautiful, pasty woman. Like, I wouldn't. She has just become such a she's family. Like, and I love her so much. And we were that, and we had never met in person. All we've done is just talk back and forth via text, via message, FaceTime every once in a while, but like we've never interacted in person. That changed in 2021. Amazingly, it changed. I met her. She is so little. She is so small. But I met her. Oh, what else is really exciting that I found out in 2021? Mimi Hayes is moving to California. What? Yes, she is going to be kind of my neighbor. She's moving about close to an hour away from me. So I am going to annoy her in person much more often. And that just, it makes, I was going to say, it makes everything that's happened in this pandemic worth it. It hasn't. It hasn't. I don't think anything makes this pandemic worth it. But these are the positive things that have happened. Met my Mimi in person. She is now going to be moving here. I hope forever, but at least for the foreseeable future. Amazing. On top of that, I got to meet Maddie Niebank, one of the most amazing survivors out there. Inspiring, smart, funny, beautiful, incredible, just such I don't even have words to describe what Maddie is. She's just such a great person. And I got to meet her in person. Not only her, I got to meet her family as well. It was a highlight. It was another 2021 highlight. On top of that, I got to meet Tymeek in person. Tymeek Hawkins. Two to the T. T to the two? One of those. You know, I got to meet him in person. And to be honest, there's not a lot of guys. There's not a lot of dude survivors that like to talk about the recovery. There's not. Tymeek is one of them. He's one of the very few guys that I talked to. And it was such a beautiful connection that we had when we spoke. And it's sometimes it's great to have like outside eyes, see what's happening and hear what's happening. I was talking to him and in my head, I'm thinking, wow, like this is amazing. This is like, I really resonate with a lot of like, I vibe with Ty like so much. And in my head, I was thinking that, and audibly Felice was there and she's like, wow, you two guys are very similar. And I was like, right. This is really nice. So I connected with Tymeek in person. It was amazing. You know, I got to see my little sis, Andrea. We recorded an episode in person again. I got to record an episode in person with Michael Schutt, the amazing playwright, one of my dearest friends. On top of that, working with Jane and Heal the Brain and helping the community with a newcomer support group that I run for her. On that has been mind-blowing. Putting together my coaching program for, you know, the brain injury community has been a lot. It's been really, really cool. It's a way of me like giving back and being able to help other survivors like on a personal level and help them, you know, thrive, not just survive, like thrive. You know, that's been great. I've been doing, you know, I have like a Clubhouse family. I run two rooms on Clubhouse weekly. I do a Wellbeing Wednesday that I started with, you know, one of my dearest friends, M from Live Intentionally, who I'm also grateful and thankful for. And then I do an After Brain Injury Conversation on Fridays, which has just been like, each one is a highlight. Each one, no matter how tired I am starting the day, I close the day with those rooms and I just feel energized afterwards. I connect with the community. We all kind of, it's like a hug that we give one another. It's like a verbal warm blanket that we put over ourselves. So if anybody's in a bad mood or struggling, we bring them out of that. There's so much kindness, love, and care. And that's what I love about that. Those are all highlights. The coaching program, Heal the Brain, newcomer support group has been great. My Clubhouse support groups have been great. So I already mentioned one of the M's. My three M's have really changed so much of my recovery and so much of my life. Like, I know it sounds big, but it's true. Three M's: Mimi, Mackenzie, and Emily. Those are the best way to describe it is they're family. They're more than friends. Clearly, they're three of my best friends. They are all my people. They are all, individually and as a group, they're my persons, you know, they really are. I'd be lost without them. Obviously I'd be lost without Mimi. I wouldn't have made it this far without her, without that video that she posted with her headphones in a busy subway because the stimulation was too much. And then like our connection there has just grown into what it's turned into today. When I met Mackenzie, the fact that she is so young, she suffers from trigeminal neuralgia, which is the most painful affliction almost anyone in the world can live with. And she just gets through that with such grace. And she's just wise beyond her years. And it blows me away. I just love her so much. And she's just become such a close friend of mine. And then Emily Matheny from Live Intentionally. Randomly, we became friends because I was doing a live with Adrian. How We'd Save on Instagram, just doing a random live talking about brain injury stuff, which was great. And I connected with Emily. We talked, and within seconds, I'm like, oh yeah, we're going to be friends. We're not just friends. We talk every single day. We've connected on a level that I haven't connected with very many people. Only my three M's, honestly, Mimi, Mackenzie, and M. We just have this bond. It's a really similar bond to what I have with Lauren. It doesn't make any sense. Best way to describe it, it makes no sense. I can't describe it. There's no explanation for why Lauren and I have the dynamic that we do, but we do, and I love it. There's no real explanation why I have the dynamic that I do with M, but we have it. Same thing with Mackenzie, same thing with Mimi. We just have this thing. We're drawn to one another. We're connected on a level that just, I can't even describe it. Like, I'm at a loss for words. Me, I'm at a loss for words. So I'm very thankful for my three M's. I really am. I have so much love and care in the world for each and every one of them. Every conversation I have with them is a highlight. And they've gotten me through this year. They really, really have.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
I'm thankful for everything. Like, I really am. And I'm really looking forward to the future. Like, I am. I desperately, and I mean this, and I say it all the time, like, I desperately just want to help. I do. With my coaching program, I really just want to help. I want to help people not just survive, not just get by. I want to help people live. I really do. And then Felice, Maddie, and I are working on a secret project. It's shocking. Can't talk about it yet, but when I do, it's going to be amazing. Some of the other highlights of the year, you know, being an ambassador for the Brain and Spine Foundation has been great. It really has been, you know, doing a few things, the very limited things that I've done with Same You has been great, but looking forward to working closer with them in the near future, expanding out as much as I can with the podcast, because I kind of feel like I'm going to toot my own horn here. I think the NeuroNerds do something that is desperately needed in the community. And that's bring some levity, bring some joy, some happiness, some excitement to the brain injury community. Like, I really feel that. There are a lot of, look, it's not fun to have a brain injury. It's not. It's one of the worst things that can happen to anyone. It really is. But here's the buts. But we're here. Do we want to talk about how horrible it is? Or do we want to like kind of flip it? Let's flip it on its side. Let's change the narrative. Narrative is, hey, you got a brain injury. Your life is different. It's never coming back. And, you know, people are going to feel bad for you. Now, I don't want people to feel bad for me. I'm here. I made it. If anything, I'm feeling bad for people. It's the perspective that we have now. I look at some of the conversations that my normie friends have and some of the things that they're stressing about. And I almost pity them. Like, really? This is all right. Well, cool. Like, have fun with that. I'm going to go live my elevated life over here because I can't get stuck in that petty bullshit. You know, that having a brain injury, that they're let's talk about the positive side. There is a positive side. There is. It's what you choose to focus on. And it's kind of what my whole coaching program revolves around. It's what you focus on. You can focus on, hey, I can't do this. It's like, yeah, but you can do other things. And that one thing that you can't do, or those several things that you can't do, let's figure out how we can change that if we can't, you know? And if we can't change these things, let's figure out how to live our best lives despite them. That's what I want to be. And that's what I want to bring to the community. So this podcast is like, I really feel like we're an important piece in the brain injury recovery journey. You know, hey, let's smile. Let's joke. Let's enjoy things like that. And that's what I want to do. That's what I want to bring to everybody. On top of the fact that, by the way, tomorrow, you don't know when this aired. You don't know when this is recorded, but tomorrow I'm recording with Dina from TAF. And I think that's another great relationship and connection that I've made over this year that I'm very thankful for. I just connected with her recently and I just think she's an amazing person. I'm very thankful that we connected because I'm like, hey, I think you and I think we're going to be friends. I think that's true. I'm excited about that. 2022. What's crazy is there's that meme going around that 2022 is 2022. Oh, that's weird. It's like the sequel to 2020, but I'm going to flip it. It's going to be like Terminator. Terminator was a great movie. And then you had Terminator 2, significantly better movie. So yeah, 2020 was rough. 2022, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the T2 of the pandemic year, of the pandemic era. Which hopefully it's not an era. Hopefully it's just a couple of years. You know, it's like Alien, the movie. Yeah, it was a great movie. And then there was Aliens. Oh my gosh, significantly better. So cool. 2020, that was a year. 2022 is going to be amazing. It's a lot of good things happening. There's a lot of momentum that we can carry into this upcoming year. And that I hope we all do that. I hope everybody stays happy, healthy, and safe. Like first and foremost, that like needs to happen. I hope every single one of you guys takes a step back and reflects on where you were and where you are currently. And then finally, where you want to be. Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? I want to do the same things that I try to do every single day. So two goals I have every single day of my life. After I wake up, I want to be awesome and do epic shit. And that's what I want to do. I want to be awesome for our community and I want to do epic shit for our community. I sincerely do. There's a couple goals I want to hit. I want to hit 50 countries that the Neuro Nerds are in this year. I want to hit over 50,000 downloads. Actually, you know what? We're reaching for the stars. I want to shoot for 75,000 downloads by the end of the year. And I think it's very attainable. I want to continue to partner with other brain injury organizations like SAMU, like TAF. I want to, even our own things, the secret things that I can't tell you I'm working on, those things I am really, really excited about. I want to connect with the world. I want every single one of you guys that are listening to this, I want you guys to connect with one another. I want you guys to connect with me. I want us all to be one big, happy brain injured family because we need that. We need one another. We can't do this alone. We need to do this together. And I hope we can all make that happen. I hope we all let go of whatever it is that's holding us down. Recovery is heavy. Having a brain injury is heavy. Let go of some of that weight. Let it go. Let it go. Feel your feels and then let it go. You know, talk to a friend about it. Talk to me about it. Hit me up. I'm a pretty kind dude. You know, connect with one another. We understand. We understand what it's like. Sometimes your significant other, they can't understand. They want to. They try to. They just can't sometimes. Your mother, your father, same thing. Your friends, same coworkers, same thing. Connect with other survivors. It's essential. It's essential. We need to do that, you know, and I'm trying to make myself as readily available as possible to connect with as many people as possible. You guys, please reach out to me. It's a lot easier. I'll get, again, I've said this before. I'll get to you at some point. I want to be some time. A lot of you guys, and it's just one of me. But if you reach out to me, it's a lot easier because I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Hey, let's figure this out. Like, let's stay in contact. Let's, you know, let me connect you with a couple other people so we can all be friends and like grow this community. Like, let's do that. But when it comes to this negativity, when it comes to these depressive thoughts, when it comes to this anxiety, the imposter syndrome, when it comes to all survivor's guilt, let's leave all that shit in 2021. Like, let's leave it there. 2021 has been better than 2020, but there's no reason to carry some of this stuff with us. There's none. It's like I told Mimi, because she's moving here to California. It's great. I told her, I was like, hey, there's a lot of things that you don't need to bring. Just leave them. You're starting over. It don't drag that stuff with you if you don't need it. Just bring the things that you need. You know, 2022, just bring into 2022 what you need. Bring in positivity. Bring in hope. Bring in thankfulness, gratitude, care, affection. That's all we need. Most importantly, bring hope, really. Hope, you have hope, you have everything that you need. Bring kindness, bring care, because we're going to need a lot of that. One thing I will say, it's going to be okay. It really is. It's going to be okay. Sometimes it doesn't feel that way. Let's be honest. A lot of times it doesn't feel that way. But the reality is, everything that's been thrown your way, everything in life that's been thrown your way, you've gotten past it. You have everything. You know, I know survivors who have had multiple strokes, who have had cancer, they made it. They all that stuff sucked, but they made it. It did not take them down. It tried, but they're still here and they're still fighting and they're still moving forward. And the majority of them are doing it with a smile on their face. So no matter what's thrown your way, you can handle it. It's going to suck for a little bit. It's just a moment in time. You have gotten past everything that has been thrown your way up until this point, and you will continue to do so. I have all the confidence in the world. If you don't, I hope you do. But if you don't, I'm putting it out there. You got this. You do. And you don't have to carry this weight alone. I can't stress that enough. I'm here to help carry some of that weight. The community is here to help carry some of that weight. We can do this. I have no doubt that you can do it on your own, but there's no need. We can do this together. We can all do this together. So let's be kind to one another. Let's be loving. Let's be caring. Let's be safe. Let's respect each other. And like, let's rock the hell out of 2022. This new year, I hope everybody gets drunk. I do. I hope everybody, within reason, don't get blackout drunk. A couple of you, maybe you get blackout drunk. That's fine. You know, do it within reason. You know, maybe smoke a little weed if that's what you're into. That's what I'll be doing. Everything within moderation. And let's break in this new year with a smile. Like, let's say, look, how about this? All right. Everybody has New Year's resolutions, which I hope, you know, send me your resolutions. I don't really know what I'm going to be resolving to do. I'm sure it's going to be several things, but I'm going to make a declaration right now. Okay. So I did February 2 years ago where I reached out and I did Operation Brain Buddy Outreach, where I reached out to a new brain injury survivor every single day. And I've done that every single day for 2 years. On top of that, because I'll continue to do that. I think I'm going to do that the rest of my life, honestly. On top of that, I think I'm going to say something kind to someone every single day, a different person. Because I try to say something kind to Felice every day. I'll love you with my dog every day. My three M's, I say something kind to them every single day. But I think I am going to do a thing where I'm going to randomly say something kind. Clearly I'm processing this out as I talk. I was like, to a stranger, maybe? But like maybe somebody that like I kind of know, but not really. Like not really like a stranger, but not really like a friend, like an in-between. I think I'm making a declaration and I hope you guys join me in this. Say something kind to someone that you vaguely know or a stranger every single day of 2022. Like, let's just be nice. Let's just make other people's days, you know, because in turn, maybe you make the closest friend you'll ever have in life. Maybe you change somebody's life. You made somebody's day. You have no idea the impact a kind word can do. It could literally save someone's life. Like it could. Like let's do that. I'm going to do that. On top of Brain Buddy Outreach, where I'm reaching out to a new survivor every day, I'm going to say something kind to someone who I'm not very familiar with. And I hope you guys join me. I think that's the thing that we should all do, right? Are you guys in? Be in. I think it's a good idea. I'm looking forward to 2022. I'm excited, you know. I hope everybody stays happy, healthy, and safe. Sincerely, be kind to one another. You know, reach out if you need help. Hug each other. Love your people. Tell your friends you love them. Make it awkward because you never know what's going to happen. Like you never know. You hope for the best, but there's some crazy stuff that happens out there, you know, and there's no time to waste. There's no time to waste. So I'll say this to every single ear that's listening to this right now. I love you. I love you. It's weird because I don't know a lot of you guys, but I love you. I do. And I wish you nothing but the best. Unless you're a dick. And if you're not a kind person, be a kind person. Be a kind person. Like I don't want to send all my well wishes to all these jerks out there. No, don't be a jerk. Be a nice person. If you're a nice person, if you're a kind person, I love you. I appreciate you. Continue doing what you're doing because the world needs it. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds. So this is a closeout of 2021, which has been, it's been a year, but 2022 is going to be epic. I say it every year, like I do. And every single year, the last couple, especially, I'm like, no, it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. So smile more often than you frown. Hug your people. Tell your people you love them. Be kind to strangers. And let's do some good. You know, let's do some good. The world can be chaotic. We don't have to be molded by that chaos. Let's mold the world with our kindness. And I think that's something we all should do. So say something kind to a stranger. Say something kind to the people that you vaguely know every single day of 2022. On top of that, I'll be definitely hitting hard with my Change the Face of Stroke campaign, where I'm sharing different photos, morphing photos of as many survivors as I can out there to show that like anybody can have a stroke. Like let's change that visual narrative that we have, where it's just older Caucasian people with white hair and wrinkles that have strokes. It's like, no, it's anyone can have it. Again, not to be a fearmonger, but that's the reality. So like, let's change that perception where it's just that. So my Change the Face of Stroke campaign is going to be going strong on top of some other really cool stuff that I'm doing. I'm so excited about. Can't talk about it. 2022 is going to be a good year. I'm excited. Let's do this. I'm going to close out by saying I appreciate and I love all of you guys. I have all the love in the world for my amazing, significantly better, significant other, Felice. She's just been everything to me. I love my fucking dog. I would not be here without my animal. I love my co-host, Lauren, and I. We're doing this for the community. We're doing this for the world. We're doing it for you. If you're listening to this, we're doing this for you to let you know you're not alone, you know, to help show people that like, yeah, we can do this. Not only do this, we can do this with a smile on our face and have fun. We can shift the energy. This doesn't have to be doomsday. We can take our lives back. They're different, yes, but it doesn't have to be worse. Different does not necessarily have to be worse. It could be even better. So we're working on being the best versions of ourselves, and I hope you guys are going to do the exact same thing. I'm thankful for my three M's, you know, Mimi, Mackenzie, and M. Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. Also, I want to give a special shout out to the Illuminati. I know it sounds funny. I have a text thread with Tanya and Michael, and I call it the Illuminati. And I'll say the same thing to them right now that I say to them every single time I reconnect on that thread. I love you motherfuckers. Like I do. I sincerely do, you know, and so many people to thank, like really, you know, Alexis, I fucking adore you. You're just such a good person. And I just want to just squeeze your tiny little face because I'm so inspired by you. I'm just blown away by everybody. please reach out to me. You want to reach out? Oh, how would we do that, Joe? You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. If you want to reach out to Lauren, the James Brown of everything, the busiest woman in the world, you can try to reach out to her at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. If you want to reach out to us, you can hit us up at The Neuro Nerds on all the socials. Guys, can I show you guys more love? Can I sound any more like Chandler from Friends? Could I be any more Chandler? Be kind to one another. Show each other love. Really, we're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You don't have to do it alone. We are all in this together. And remember, the Neuro Nerds, we are here to help. And closing out 2021, wow, what a year. It's been a year. It has been a year. Excited for 2022. I can't wait, because it's like, we just need this year to be over. But I really am. I'm genuinely excited, and I really can't wait to connect with as many of you as possible. Guys, I mean it. Reach out. Say, hey, I'm a pretty kind dude. Some of my closest friends have reached out to me. Like, I befriended some of these people who have just been like, oh, hey, you sound like a cool guy. I just want to say hi. I'm like, oh, we're not like homies. So do that. Like, let's connect. Let's be friends. Let's do this. Let's recover with a smile on our face. Let's support one another. Let's care about one another. Let's be better. Let's be better. 2022 is going to be one hell of a year. Now, thank you for attending my TED Talk. I'll get off my soapbox. And on that, beautiful, 2021 is done. We have nothing but love, care, and appreciation for the world. The Neuro Nerds are always here to help. Note, this Neuro Nerd is out. That's so weird to do that. And it's just me here at the end talking to myself. Actually, this whole episode has been weird. It's just been me talking to myself. I'm still talking to myself as an outro to this episode. I hope you guys appreciate this. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. 2022 is going to be great. Hug each other. Love each other. We're out.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.